I'm good. Yeah, so I saw you on Instagram. Like I said, it was a long, long day yesterday. I my day job, I train doctors, so yeah, I train doctors. I've been doing that for 15 years and I love it.
Okay.
I
So you
love it.
still have a day job.
I do. I
I
do.
love that.
And if I couldn't coach, which is why they love me so much on the day job. If I couldn't coach these people all day long and get that out, I wouldn't have a day job. But I launched Global in 2010. So now I'm going full-fledged again because I did it part-time for like 10 years and now it's time to go full-time. So I'm like bridging now. So I'm bridging. So I've got an assistant and I've got the Abundance Quest and I've got my app now and I've got, the quiz and, I've got
The
my
systems
audience.
to scale.
Yes, I'm scaling now. Yeah. I'm scaling now. Really figuring that out. So yeah, so it's wonderful. It's a lot, but it feels so good. It feels so good to really get that, understand who your target audience is and all that stuff that you're learning. I've been learning it since 2005, but didn't quite, it didn't like click. And like now it clicks. It all
Oh,
clicks.
baby.
It all clicks now. And I'm like, oh my God, this is, I get it. I get it. Why a niche is better. And, I can't serve every single person on the planet. There's 8 billion. You don't want to. Right. You just want to reach those who your voice speaks directly to them and they're there. All of us have a message inside of us and our message is for somebody specific. Like your voice matches the frequency of somebody else's ears. So how about you? How are you? Good. How are you?
Well, I love what you're saying because I've had some revelations this week too. And I feel like I'm reaching another click level. I also work full time, but well, I wouldn't say that my coaching part of me doesn't apply at work. It does because I do like neighborhood mediation where neighbors aren't getting along and they complain about each other. Like local government has regulations to maintain community, right?
Really? What?
And
I mean,
my
this is fascinating. I didn't know there was such a, I didn't know there was such a thing.
It's
What
in the
is that?
States too. Like I'm in Canada, but it's in the States too. And you can call your town hall and complain about your neighbor.
And then you mediate.
I call it that. Like, I mean, there's rules that I have to investigate and seek compliance on, but there is a coaching element in
Of
there
course,
because
this.
it's conflict, right?
Yes. You've got to do crucial conversations.
And it
Yes.
helps, like what you were saying with being fulfilled, even if I'm not a full-time coach.
Yeah. You got
And
to
so
find a way.
fulfillment over money, fulfillment for purpose, and not limiting yourself to those opportunities only coming from an external circumstance, like your post about the ships that I want to talk about today, right? So I love that. And I love that you've got, because I mean, online, you look like you're a full seven. So is it like seven figure earning
See, I'm
from
seven
coaching
figures.
or combined
It's
from
combined.
coaching? It's
Yes,
combined.
because
Great.
yes, it's combined because I used to do 5-day intensives coaching and students would come from all over the world, as far as Bahrain, in Saudi, right? And I would train them and coach them for 6 to 9 months until they got their certification. And I did that until I couldn't, like I'm flying to London for the day job. Here in the States for the night job. And it was amazing and all of that. But I couldn't in my integrity serve as much as I could before because the travel on the day job got to be so, you know, so much. It's not bad anymore because I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse by profession. And then transitioned to pharma, which was a blessing because pharma pays you a lot of money, right? Yeah. As a nurse, you don't see that kind of money on the floor.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the of manifesting abundance. How my life just, you know, I you know, once I realized that I was not attracting my abundance, and I knew that it was our birthright. We're all, and all, it looks different for everybody.
That's right.
It looks different for everybody, but I knew that I definitely wasn't where I was wanted to be or was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know innately what your future self should look like, because I keep getting glimpses. I've been getting glimpses of my future self for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that terminology now. I didn't even know that terminology a year ago, and I'm 51 now. So I could see glimpses of my future self, and I'm like, this is where I am right now. Doesn't look anything like her.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing the inner work and found out what I did not know.
Yeah.
Once I started doing that, I started attracting all kinds of divine connections. You don't have to have money. Okay. You're one conversation away. I learned that from Sylvia High at the I Am Woman's conference a couple weeks ago. You're one conversation away from your next breakthrough. You're one divine connection away from your next breakthrough. Yeah. So I didn't have money, but I would meet people in the course of a day, and I'll never forget, I was on the floor taking mm-hmm. care of a patient, and this woman walked in, and she came to audit me, and I never met her before, and she just said to me, after she was auditing me and watching me, she said to me, you do a very good job with this, you should come work for us. And I was like, well, what's that? And she was a pharma company.
Mm-hmm.
I still do have an associate's degree now.
Yeah.
You don't get these jobs with an associate's degree. You got to have a bachelor's or a master's. So
mm-hmm.
I've always been a natural born servant leader. But once I started attracting abundance and not working and that resistance around struggling for it and chasing after paper, you get into this flow and this ease where nothing, you're not bound to, you gotta have a bachelor's degree. You gotta have this.
Right? That's right.
You're no longer bound to that anymore.
Those institutional rules.
Yes.
You're operating in a different frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She just walked in and I said, no, because, you know, I don't have a bachelor's. She says, I didn't ask you that. Exactly.
Yeah.
She said to me, I didn't ask you that. She said, I want your resume. I said, but I've never.
Shy back.
No. And she said, again, I didn't ask you that. She said, give me your resume. And so she left. She got my phone number and she left.
Yeah.
I never wrote her. I never called her, nothing.
Sure.
Because, you know, the fear of failure, the fear of success, right there, right? You meet your divine connection. They're saying, I'm ready to give you.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
It's here.
Right. Here you go. Here's a six-figure
yeah.
income.
Yeah.
American Express card.
Yeah.
Car.
Yeah.
Here you go. And you're like, yeah. No.
Come back tomorrow. I'm all out of courage today.
Yeah, see? And she called me 2 weeks later and she said, I pick up the phone and all she says to me is, didn't I tell you?
Wow.
Okay, so I get the resume together and I send it to her.
Wow.
They fly me straight into Seattle and hire me.
God.
And it changed my life.
Yeah, it would.
It changed my life. First of all, somebody, I would live in Atlanta. So somebody flying you
mm-hmm.
5 hours across the country to interview you and put you up in a really nice hotel and all that. I didn't know anything like that.
Wow.
That was my first experience. And they hired me. And they hired me because I had life coach on my resume.
Wow.
That is what the director told me. She said to me, mm-hmm. you know, I meet a lot of nurses every day. She says, but I'm going to tell you why I'm hiring you. She said, because you're a life coach. And she says, we could use that in this company. And let me tell you, for the next 10 years, that company, they, first of all, you know, I went from you know, being a nurse educator to director of nurse educators 5 years later. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I took this trajectory straight up. And people that had master's degrees were working for me. Mm-hmm. Second of all, like I said, I coached from my people to people would call me and say, she's the life coach, call her. Mm-hmm. All over the company. That's what I was known for. Yes, I'm director of nursing, but she's a business coach. She's a career coach. She's a life coach. Mm-hmm. Call her. And, HR used that skill set for everybody. Charm, we're having a really tough time with this. We can't get these two people to work together. You know, do you have some thoughts on this? Give us your insights. Can you talk to this person? Can you do this? And that's, you know, and I've kept that going, even though I'm with a new company launching now for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. Same thing. The life coach, I get to.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only way I could survive while I'm transitioning, because she's there and she's all, the spiritual coach is always on the job. Always on the job. Mm-hmm. I can't not have that outlet. The day any company that says, well, you know, we don't need you to.
We'll take this, but not this. Yeah.
It's a wrap. Yeah.
Not a fit. Especially now that you're in it, you've embodied it and you've created that reality. So there's no trading it out. There's only leveling up. What more can you do now? Now you're on that climb, right?
What more can you do? Yeah. That's where I am now. What more can you do? And spirit is very clear. You know, once they gave me the abundance quest and I wrote it down and then I wrote, you know, and then I built the course and then I launched the course. And once I did that, there was no turning back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, there was no turning back. It's what more can you do? And you answer the call. When you answer the call, you get another call.
That's right.
When you answer that call,
yeah,
get another call. This is the stuff they don't tell you.
That's right.
I'm like, okay, well, this is good. I can just do this, just coast and do this. No, you get another call.
Yeah, I mean, you're training to the top here, right? It's an ascension, and it doesn't end.
No.
It just doesn't. And that's beautiful, because it's almost like a soft permission to just be on that journey then. And it removes this hustling, this pressure, this scarcity. Yes. Now you're in a flow. You're just in a progressive flow as it comes. And yes, you build your capacity to be ready to meet it at every other level.
And that's, let me tell you, you just said something huge there, because building the capacity means expanding. Yeah. And expanding is not comfortable.
No.
So even though there's flow, don't think that the flow is always comfortable. That's no, right. It's, in fact, it's the opposite. And it may not feel like flow. And, but you still have, you know, you still have to expand, even though it doesn't feel like flow. You're like, oh my God, this just feels hard. It's uncomfortable. Things are rocky. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always uphill. The trajectory doesn't always go like this. It can go like this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not comfortable.
Through blocks, through, like, I'm picturing water in a canyon and all of the topography.
Right.
And into different.
Right. There were a lot of ebbs. I don't want people to think that the flow is just flow. Oh, I'm going to get what Charmin and me are talking about. It's just going to be all, no. Because as you flow, as you're going, you learn these life lessons. Mm-hmm. And you've got to, you know, there's some stuff in here that I had to overcome in order to be better. Yeah. And that means looking at yourself and going, that's not okay. Like, this need to be always right. That's not, because if you've got to always be right, that means the other person's always wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. That you have to manage that. That I'm not going to say it's going to go, but you do have to be aware. And when you get to that place where you're having a conversation with somebody and you're not open to hearing them and maybe seceding that, you know what? That's a different way of thinking about it. Maybe that's something to really consider.
Yeah.
You know, there's all of that, managing your own emotions, and your own behaviors, and some of the behaviors are not that great, and you have to understand that they're not that great, and we need to work on getting rid of them. Sometimes you gotta go in order to ascend, to ascend and transcend. You really, you, it's not a pretty, it's not always pretty.
Okay. Well, it's the sweating, right? Like my favorite analogy is the comparison of personal development to physical transformation. And it's sweating and grunting and straining.
And grinding.
And grinding and discipline and pushing the physical body beyond, you know, its current capacity in order to build strength and resilience. And
correct.
Personal development the same, but it's easier to do less with your spirit because how do you strain it? How
exactly?
You really, and where's the weight to test the lift? Right.
Exactly. So it's different, like you said. Like I've never been a runner, right? My hats are off.
Yeah. Right.
It is. I mean, when I was a kid. But as soon as I was winded, I was done. So to see people go beyond being winded, I'm like, my God, how did they do that? But I know now because I've done it, but I'm not running in that way physically, to your point. But spiritually, I run.
Yeah.
Spiritually, I run. I go past my endurance. I go past 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. for the cause of the abundance quest and the collective and the people that I'm assigned to on the planet.
Yeah.
I run that marathon every day and have been since enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And so I have a real appreciation for my athletes out there because I'm not an athlete. So I just always watch them in awe. Wow, this is me. But spiritually,
you're doing it too.
Yeah, I get it. No, I'm not physically doing what they're doing, and I can't. I don't have it, and I know I don't have it, but I can appreciate watching them.
That's right.
I can, and I do, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, it visualizes what we're working through inside. But I used to think, oh, you don't really see, you know, spiritual expansion show up.
Right.
The same way that you do physical results.
Yeah.
But I realize it's not entirely true because then you tap into, as we were saying, that other frequency of elevation.
Yes.
And that's, it just shows up different. It doesn't show up with muscle tone, but it shows up with your response to an emotional trigger or trauma.
Ooh, it's
your desire to say yes to an opportunity, right? Yeah. This podcast has been the biggest abundance blessing in my life because I've met such incredible women, and one of them offered me to join her on her global tour company as a coach, and I'm just like,
how wonderful.
The sort of status quo me is like, oh, but the future me that I embody is like, well, yeah, of course. And I notice how much more confident and capable I am with myself, like grounded and spacious. I'm like, of course I could do that. Like, it's who I am.
Exactly.
And then that's the mirror back of, wow, I've really done some work because I still have this mindset of, oh, it's not enough. Oh, I'm not.
Of course.
But, you know, you've talked about like the flow, air quotes, is the surrender to really, like, water is such a good analogy for this, to go where you can. And if sometimes it's through a teeny tiny crack, drip, 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 then that's what you do.
Ooh, right, right. And you might get a little scrape when you're getting through the crack, but that's okay. You come out intact.
And you can heal that, you know?
Yes.
That can be part of the ongoing journey.
Yes.
That maybe you wouldn't have come across otherwise.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's a wonderful journey. Scary, hard sometimes, easy sometimes, fun sometimes, not so much fun sometimes. But oh my God, just being in the flow of your own calling is always.
Yeah.
Always. I recommend it for everybody on the planet. I don't care who you are and what you're called to. I don't care. You know, my sister's an artist, and this helped me on one end, and I think it slowed me down for a little bit on the other end, because since we were young, I was 9, and she was already drawing and sketching me. So that's what I thought creating was. Right?
Tangible, and two-dimensional product.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it took me years to realize that I was an artist too. Mm-hmm. And I was creative too. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, now she her paintings are in airports and she has mm-hmm. galleries and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It is just so exciting to see the manifestation mm-hmm. that Source actually, you know, gave her the ideas and came straight through her hands and on the canvas. Mm-hmm. She was channeled. And so am I, and so are you. Yeah. It's the same thing with music. Yeah. They're channeled. That doesn't just come from your head. That's not even possible, right? It comes through from whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it, it comes from a divine place, straight through your hands, whether you're writing notes, whether you're humming, whatever it is. So everybody has a seed of genius. Everybody has.
Of course. Yeah.
And it comes from that divine place, whatever you call it.
There's this, you know, invisible supernatural layer that connects us.
Yes.
And we all play our puzzle piece in the grand picture.
Yes.
And, you know, you mentioned in the beginning something that I think would be a good time to kind of explore now is
yes.
the importance of life coaching, the importance of life coaching, how it put you at the top pick for this pharmaceutical company to come in.
Yeah.
And right now the internet life coach, and I'm a life coach too. And
like, I know.
Oh my word, it's a bit saturated and, you know, it kind of dilutes the divine beauty and importance that's in there. And just saying this as a means to encourage and stay expanded for anybody yes. pursuing it, that
I know.
Don't use life coach as a springboard to be a millionaire.
Right.
Use life coach for your divine calling.
Exactly.
To attract and unlock the abundance that is meant for you to pursue that continued opportunity of ascension.
I totally agree. And without, like, I thank you right now in this very moment for this, because when I became life coach, the only thing that I was trying to accomplish was understand myself at that moment.
Yeah.
Yes, they talked about the business of life coaching, but for 9 months straight in school, because I went to school and got certified,
yeah.
and it was 9 months. It wasn't, you know, 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not. You really feel so called, and you get the download. But I needed that time because I didn't know that I didn't know that my procrastinator was mm-hmm. so evident that you could call her out. But I didn't know you could get, you know, that you could manage her and overcome her. I didn't know you could manage and overcome the people pleaser. I didn't know that I had a fear of rejection. It came from someplace. I learned all of that in school. Yeah. You can't be a life coach unless you're coached. And I did thousands of hours with clients, with other students, and then with mentors that mentored me. I did thousands of hours. So I feel grounded as a coach. I feel so grounded that anybody can come to me now with something in their life and I can help them. But it came from me getting grounded, and it took me, even though school was 9 months, then you have to do all these hours with, right? And I did that for another 2 years. And as I kept doing that, even if you're coaching somebody, it's always a mirror back. You and I mm-hmm. are exchanging right now.
That's right.
And so even that was a client, I would learn something about myself. And it was, and still is, it tops nursing school any day of the week. Because nursing school taught me to make a living. Life coaching taught me to make a life. It, right? It made me a better nurse. It made me a better mother. It made me a better friend. It made me a better wife.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say enough. I just can't say enough. So I want people to give themselves that gift. If I trained so many students that they would come to a 5-day intensive and they would leave and they would say, I don't want to be a life coach. But man, this was they said, Charm, you changed my life. You changed my life. I don't want to be a life coach, but oh my God. And people still reach out to me all over the world. It is a gift that you give to yourself.
Yeah, for healing, for really releasing yourself as an adult from every limiting belief you've collected since, you know, age 5 to 7.
Yes.
And
there's
so, like, just to pull out the emotion here and the magnitude of impact that you didn't know was going to come, an affinity for being a healer and going into nursing, but closing that loop now and getting it back.
Right.
With nursing, you go, you heal the patient and you feel good about providing that.
Right.
And yeah, you build relationships and you get satisfaction, but this takes you into the core of yourself. And, you know, that's another huge differentiation to sort of the glitz and glamour that's being sold online about it.
Right.
Not everybody actually wants to be one. I've asked myself that too,
right.
But
right.
Yeah, I can't.
Right. I can't get away from it. Right.
I can't get away
right.
From
like
it.
I believe
right.
life coaching, so I can't get away
right.
from it. So
but
I get
it. It is not necessarily for everybody. And
no.
Let that be okay and let that be part of finding what your divine purpose and fulfillment
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Right? We all have a different role to play.
We do. We do. We do.
And then the reciprocity of coaching and receiving, I'm huge, because if I'm the best life coach in the world, but I ain't got nobody to coach, it doesn't freaking matter.
It doesn't matter. It does not.
But if I'm constantly growing and expanding as a coach
yeah.
based on my interactions with clients,
yeah.
then I'm receiving and becoming better as they become better, as we all trickle out. Because like you were saying, the two interactions in one-on-one then go out and multiply.
Yes, they do. Every
all
day.
Of their networks. Yeah.
Every day. One message, just a ripple effect. One message is in Bahrain right now. And it's been,
right.
populating and propagating for the last
year.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's come over to the States like 5 times. And every time she comes, we go and have coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Every time she comes, you know, and I coached her for quite a while just to get her business off the ground in Bahrain. And she's doing great. And that's been 10 years. She's doing great.
And the impact then that she gets to have.
Right. She does college students in colleges there. So, you know, she became a coach and then she went over there and started this company. She's doing great. You know,
and
so.
Then as a result, too, of you showing up, you know, the people that you get to bring in to participate
yeah.
in the work that you're doing. So guys like growing a team, right?
Yes.
And these
oh, yeah.
people getting to fulfill their dreams by partnering with an incredible woman who's doing incredible work and getting to be part of that team is amazing. It's dreams come true for them, too.
Yes.
For their families.
Right. Having a good boss or good manager.
Yeah.
My people always tell me, Charm, you know, working for you. I never had attrition. I never. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're staying. You know, people don't leave their jobs. They leave their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I left work because I couldn't stand the environment. And
yes.
People,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. That toxicity, I don't have thick enough skin for it. I wasn't designed for that. I was defined.
Well, we shouldn't
that.
Be, right?
No.
We shouldn't be because we're all beautiful children of Source God.
Yes.
You know?
We
and
are.
So we treat each other in a way to come together,
yes.
not to separate.
Yes. Yes.
And that, again, the life coaching, whether you really feel the call or it's being splattered against you like tomatoes to the face.
Right. Maybe this is what I should be doing.
Yeah. You don't get clear
not,
on that.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. I became a life coach in 2005.
Yeah.
And
19
I did
years.
not yet, and I did not go online and this and that and the other like that, right? No, I was just busy floundering around, learning who Charm is, and beginning to start to anchor in her seat of genius. And it took me a while. And thank goodness now the people that I coach, hopefully I can speed up their trajectory just a little bit because, you know, and everything is as it should be. Because the journey, it needed to be this journey, right?
That's right. That's right.
Just
yeah, that's the other part, right? Like, we do want instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Oh, I submit, finish my final submit. Okay, I'm a millionaire.
Millionaire. Overnight millionaire. No, that's not. It's not close to what's going to happen.
You have to go through. It's so kind of like annoying and ad nauseum, but there is some truth to that, but it gets easier. So, you know, I love, again, your first burpee or your first plank is the hardest, but as you get better at them and consistent,
that's right.
Not necessarily every day, but more days than not, it's easier. But if you never plank, if you never burpee, you never get to get better at it.
No.
Well, the floundering is like, it's such an important piece, and to encourage to be curious then. So
yes,
you kind of
follow your curiosity.
Awareness.
Yes.
Follow it with curiosity to reveal. And
I would say follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs, you know, and that's really, I tell my students when they're learning to coach and you're coaching a client, follow your curiosity. Ask questions, ask awful questions, and follow your curiosity. Really feel them. Feel them, hear them. Follow your curiosity,
You know. And help them reveal. And then you do that for you, you do that for them. Spend time integrating it, right? So what are some of your practices to maintain an expansive spirit?
Oh man, that's such a good question. Cause I'm about to, turn myself in. I had this boss and she was trying to lose weight. And so she would go to Weight Watchers or whatever. And she would come to work and she goes, well, I turned myself in today. So get out of scale. So I've loved that saying. So I'm going to turn myself in.
Okay.
I did not understand the power of meditation until about 8 weeks ago. Now, this is 8 weeks ago. One of the reasons is, first of all, I was like, meditate for 45 minutes to an hour. Oh my God, that's, you know, I'm type A. Let's get this over with. Yeah. Can we just get this meditation thing done in 2 minutes, right? Yeah. So that was the first thing. The second was, you know, your traditional idea of meditation, where you got to clear your mind, just see the white light, this and that and the other. And I was never able to get there. And so I was like, this doesn't work. I don't want to do this. This doesn't work. Until I came across Sonia Choquette. And in her type of meditation, which is very deep, powerful, connects you to, you know, your guides, your angels, connects you to source. And that's what she's doing. She says, I don't even care if you fall asleep. Because what we're doing is we are rewiring subconscious. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, so you meditate first thing in the morning, get up an hour earlier than you usually do. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to get out of bed, but you do have to put the headphones on and immerse yourself, right? And before you go to bed at night. I have been doing that meditation for 8 weeks and I see a tremendous difference. Because remember, I'm still in this day job where you just never know what you're going to get. And it can get pretty intense and it can take you whoop, straight out of your spiritual body. You just want to punch somebody in the face, right? Right. No, this alone, just this, because I do other things. You know, I've got my singing bowls.
Yeah.
I do, you know, I've got my electronic singing bowls. So I can take them with me because of course you look a little strange with your, you know, your bowls carrying around your suitcase.
Yeah,
they're like, what are these?
Check bag.
And I'm just, you know, schlepping around my singles. I always have my crystals. In fact, I was going to hold one in my hand, but it's in my bag. I've always got some grounding crystals, whether it be a pack of obsidian. I've always got my rose quartz. I carry them with me on my person, in my hand when I'm traveling. I've got my electronic symbols, which are true to form. They sound just like the real ones. And you can change the dial 768, 369 hertz, so I have those with me. And then I meditate every day, twice a day. And it's not, I'll get on the plane. I'm going to get on the plane after this and I'll meditate on the plane for that 45 minutes, right? And every hour I have my phone ding me and it says mindfulness on the phone. I've got the reminder of mindfulness. And in that moment, I'll take two deep breaths and I'll clear my space just for 1 minute. Mm-hmm. No matter where I am. So yeah, I'm in this big meeting and they're all blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And my phone or my watch will say mindfulness. Yeah. And all of a sudden I'll just tune them out for just 1 minute. If I can, you can always do it.
Yeah.
And if I can, I take a drink of water and I notice where I am. Yeah. It brings you right back to the present moment in that second. Nothing else. Take two deep breaths. Notice where you are. See what color. And have that color swirl you. Mm-hmm. And come back 1 minute. Just
right.
1 minute every hour that you're awake. Yeah. Notice something beautiful and say, I am grateful in this moment. I am grateful in this moment. Thank you. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, guys, and whatever. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. I am grateful in this moment. And they're all talking and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
They're not noticing.
No.
And if they do, they'll notice your leadership in your self-regulation because our nervous systems are so stimulated.
Girl, I can't watch television.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Unless it's funny, because that's another thing I learned. Humor is one of the purest forms of energy.
Yeah.
Laugh, 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 laugh. If you haven't laughed today, and it's early.
Yeah.
Sure you do. You and I have already laughed, so we're good. But it's one of the purest forms of energy, and we don't realize how much we don't laugh. But that's a gift to the human race. Yeah. Kissing is one. We're one of the only species that does that.
Right.
Laughter is another. Mm-hmm. It's a gift. Shifts the energy immediately. Immediately. Shifts the energy. Laugh.
Yeah. The levity to... again, be freer from the weight of the body, freer from the responsibilities of life and worry.
Oh my God, just hearing the words.
Yeah.
Right? You just have to say them, you feel the shift. And you don't even mean it. We're just expressing.
Yeah.
But just hearing the words makes you constrict.
Yeah.
It's not an expansive feeling. And so you've got to free yourself. So in order for me to continue to serve my clients in a higher capacity, I have to do this 1 hour mindfulness. I have to meditate twice a day. I have to carry my singing bowls around like a crazy woman. I've got to look like, okay, what I'm doing right now is I have to look like a kook, right? I have to look like a kook. For you guys out there, I look like a kook, right? Just so my spirit can be free and so that I can channel freely so that everything that belongs to you from source energy that needs to come through me, you get. So I go around looking like a weirdo.
This is really important and beautiful that I hear a lot about drop in. Take time to drop in. And so this is what you're saying. Dropping in, guys, means connecting to source, connecting to God, supernatural. What Charm is talking about is staying plugged in throughout the day. Spirit is trapped in your physical body.
Yes.
Your physical body is constantly reacting to your external environment. To allow spirit to stay flowy and free, you need to constantly overcome the flesh's instant gratification desire or nervous system response to not danger. But to that endorphin or oxytocin drive, like Facebook, Charm says, 1 minute every hour. I will place a $1 million bet on anybody who doesn't scroll Facebook for less than a minute, or anybody who does scroll Facebook for less than a minute.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Interrupt and build. Then you're less disconnected in between. So this practice of yours, the meditation sandwich and the smartphone, it's not beside me this morning, the smartphone alarms keep you in that frequency more and more and more.
Right, right. And, you know, remember, I'm a hardwired as a nurse, science, one and one is two. This spiritual being it was hell to get through.
Right.
But it kept coming. And I was like, no, one and one is two. And what goes up comes down. And I was extremely, so for those people out there that like, oh, this is woo woo, promise you that I felt the same way because I'm a very grounded individual. But this is not woo woo. It just isn't. It's real. And the more that I started to embrace it, I was getting the messages anyway. And I started really just saying, okay, there's something to this, right? There's just something to this. I know one and one is two, but there's another side to me. I am spirit, right? So I said, let me start to like just kind of pay attention a little bit and see what really is going on here. Is this really real? And the more I started doing that, the more available and the more I could. I just saw more miracles in myself and in others that I was helping. And I'm like, wait, there's something. This is not like happenstance. Every day, a miracle will show up. Just look for it. Ask for it. Say, show me a miracle today. And don't look. I mean, sometimes it's just getting a first
thought.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Huge, right? So
yeah. Your kid cooperating as you wake them up and get them off to school.
They're like, oh, my God, what happened? Zach's getting up. He's not whining about he doesn't want to wear the red shirt. What's happening? Right? So, yes.
This is, yes. You know, like we talked a little bit, the manifesting abundance and the provision versus the money. And I think we can take this to the end here because it's such a powerful conversation. But the simplicity of creation and receivership without like Grand Canyon gestures, guys, it is every day that simple, that real.
Right. Every day, that simple, that real, and be grateful for it, because when you're grateful for it, when you recognize it and you, I see you, I spirit, I see you, I see you. Thank you so much. I'm truly grateful. It ushers in more miracles. It ushers, never forget when you see your miracle, just a quick, God, I'm so thankful for that. I don't care if it is a parking space. You'll just get more and more and more. People are like, well, how do you do that?
Yeah. So I have an open heart because for me, it's God and he wants to bless.
Yes.
He's eagerly waiting for me to see more of him.
Yes.
To strengthen our relationship.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly it. You got to be grateful for what you have in your hand. You have to be.
Yeah.
I tell people, you know, whatever money you have right now, that's what you have right now. And you've got to be so grateful for it in order to get more.
Yeah, like the prosper where you're planted, but also the realizing of where, I don't want to sound cliche, realizing where you are in mindful, peaceful, in like love-based presence.
Yes.
So that it's not some scarcity. And this, I guess this is the difference between the spirit and the flesh, is when you love from the spirit, it's so much bigger than the flesh's limited understanding.
Correct.
Of and this supernatural connection.
And to me, the spirit just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
While the flesh, right, we know that even as we get older, you know, let's face it, as you get older, the flesh starts to. Yeah. But the spirit doesn't.
That's right.
My spirit is just like, It's really become way just more beautiful, more expansive and everything. People, what are you doing? Yeah. That's the thing. You know, what are you doing? Because you said something earlier and it, you know, about people seeing what you do when you're like, when you're running, you see the muscles and everything else. But when I started
your shine,
yes, they start seeing the spirit shine and they're like, what is happening with you? Yeah, they see it.
Yeah, I'm living in a different dimension.
Exactly, another frequency.
All being in this container, this body container.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, I think we could talk all day, but
we gotta go.
I gotta go. This is supernatural. Cher, where can we follow? You mentioned the Abundance Quest. She's got three beautiful offers, guys. She's ready to blow up and serve at next levels. And Charm, just talking to you, I can see your ascension. And, you know, I've said it before, when you meet somebody who's in an up-leveling vortex, you want to hop on to that because it will pull yours along
with
it.
It definitely will. I'm definitely there. And I used to call people and say, okay, I would know when I'm in this place where the growth, I'm like, okay, if you need some of this, you better come get it. Whether you come get a hug or whatever.
Follow along. So she's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Got a beautiful website, got a freebie. You've been dropping in my inbox already when I started following you. So we'll share all of that, but definitely just a beautiful, beautiful being and an honor to meet with you and have this gorgeous conversation.
Oh, Mia, thank you so much. And thanks for this platform. Oh my God, girl. Thank you so much for this platform. I'm honored and it's very emotional for me to take the time out to, you know, give back to women so that we can level up. We need it. And I'm just thankful.
Thank you. I don't always, because I just have to.
Yes, exactly. So
I'm reflecting that back because I forget what I'm doing because I just have to or I'll die.
Right. Exactly. I know. And I feel you in this moment. And I just thank you for showing up because I do the same, but
okay, I'm always out there, but letting it settle in.
Oh my God, that was so be it in some ways.